Hey guys, so you want to start a food business, but you're working a full-time job, or maybe a part-time job, or maybe even two jobs. So where do you start and how do you get going if your time is really constrained, but your passion and your dream is to own your own food business? I'm going to give you some tips on exactly how I and my wife did this, working full-time on Marketing Food Online. Damian from Marketing Food Online. I hope you guys are having a great day as always. So the question that I'm answering tonight is actually something that I get asked quite often through a lot of subscribers here on Marketing Food Online. And it's the idea that they're already working a full-time job. They may already have a couple of jobs even. They got to take care of a family. Their passion is really to get a business up and running from scratch and get it going. But how do you do that? Like, what are some of the steps? So I'm going to give you some pointers here and I'm going to give you some tips on how me and my wife did this while we actually worked full time. When we started our food business, it wasn't initially online. We actually opened an Italian bakery where we did panini sandwiches, we handmade breads, gelatos, cookies, pastries, sandwiches, and a lot of other things. So we actually were working at the time for a retailer, and we were working full time, and we found a place that we could afford each month. We were actually paying $500 a month rent for this place. It was like a little hole in the wall. It was not a lot to it. We actually had to go in and gut it out. We had to redo the flooring. We had to redo the walls. We painted. We added a lot of decorations. Then we brought in the equipment. And believe it or not, my wife and I did all of this ourselves while we were working full time. So the first thing I want to tell you is that you need to find something that you're truly, truly passionate about. And I know you hear this from a lot of entrepreneurs, but it's actually very true, is that no matter what it is, finding that one thing, finding something that you really love and that you could see yourself doing all day long without having to look at the clock. If it's something that you have right now, like you're working a job, I had a tendency when I worked my job to always look at the clock because I was just can't wait until the day was over so I can get home. That is not what I do now. I absolutely love what I do. I don't look at the clock because I'm simply just focused on what I'm doing every day. And it's something that gets me up early, keeps me up late at night. I have no problem doing these videos like I am now at nearly 11 o'clock at night. And I don't mind doing it because it's something that I really enjoy doing and I love to help people out. And that's why I do what I do. So back to what I was saying is to first find that passion. And if it's a food item or if it's a food product or maybe if it's just a recipe for something, if you enjoy making it, okay, and you can see yourself making it in large quantities or you can expand on it and you can do something where you can elaborate on that one particular recipe, or maybe you have just a few things that you can see yourself making every single day, selling it to people, and making people happy, making people enjoy what you're doing with your food, then that is a good place to start. Now, this is going to be what I'm about to say to you guys is going to be totally individual because it's going to be based upon your lifestyle and what you're doing day to day. So as an example, me and my wife worked a full-time job. What we ended up doing was transitioning our schedule to be at night. So during the day, we would open up the bakery, we would open up the store, we would be there till about 2 to 3 o'clock, I think it was. And from 4:30, 5:30, we'd have to work from that point on to 11, 10, between 10 and 11 at night at our regular job. The reason why we did that is because we were starting an endeavor and we didn't have any guaranteed income from the business that we had started, but we did have our job. We had benefits and we had 401k, so we had all of that other stuff going, which is what I highly recommend you do. When you start any type of endeavor, especially a business one where it's going to take up your time and your money, two of the most important resources that you have, mainly your time. But when you start to invest your own money or you're using your own credit or you're taking a home equity loan or whatever it may be where you're getting your money from, you want to make sure that you've got something bringing in money on the side. Let that be the job that you have now. I would not recommend jumping cold turkey and just going right into something completely brand new without allowing yourself to have some form of revenue. So make sure you have some form of revenue coming in as you transition into having your own business. And if you've never been an entrepreneur, if you've never run a business, you've never done anything related to the daily operations of ordering supplies, paying bills, answering calls, making the product, making deliveries, striking up new businesses, all of this is what you're going to be doing every single day throughout the day. I wouldn't recommend you go from just stopping what you're doing to starting something from scratch. So you kind of want to transition into doing that. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's the smartest way to do it. Because the other great thing is that while you're still having a job, you still have your income coming in, if you start something and by chance you just don't like it, if it's not really for you, there's a lot of people who make a great food item and they may enjoy making food products and making those types of things, but they don't make really good entrepreneurs. And what I mean by that is just the daily operation, the daily business, running a business from in and the ins and outs of doing that is something that's not really appealing. That's where you get a chance to test the waters and see exactly if this is something you really, truly want to do. Then, what I would recommend you doing is taking small steps. The first thing, of course, sitting down and creating a plan. Now, if this is a business plan, you can do that. I can do a video and show you how to write a business plan that is food related, that's food oriented. But it's a good idea to, at least for yourself, sit down and write a plan out, figuring out what it is that you're going to make, what's going to be the first basic step, a little baby step, to get it started. That may be simply doing research. You may be looking online, finding out what kind of licenses you need. If you're looking to do this from home, can I do it through the cottage food law? Educate yourself about the cottage food law. I would recommend that you don't necessarily go out and start a bakery like we did from scratch and gutting out a retail place and starting investing in that right off the bat. There was a lot that I've learned from that experience. I would never change it in a million years, but everything that we did is a learning experience, which has brought us to where we are now. So that's okay. So figure out what it is, the product. What is it that you really want to make? Then, can you make it from home? Do I need to get a commercial kitchen? Is it something that I need to invest a lot of time in right now and money? Or spend some time learning about the industry, watching some of my videos, but learn as much as you can. If it's about books, maybe it's a community center that may have some entrepreneurial classes. Find out what you don't know about business and learn what you can before you then begin to invest money and time into it and then transition from your business or your job into running your own business. That way, you're not going to take as big of a risk. You're going to take a more calculated risk, and you're going to do it with a little more, with your feet on the ground as opposed to just jumping into something. So that would be something that that is something that I would get started with. So then the next step would be, okay, so you can do it from your home, and you're going to start making products from your home and selling them locally. That's a great way to do it, and I always highly recommend doing that for investing in a warehouse or retail location, because the investment from a financial standpoint is much bigger, let's just say. It's greater than it would be if you're utilizing your home and taking advantage of the different opportunities that you can do from just your home, okay? That's not going to take as much of a financial burden on your shoulders getting started. And then if you have success locally selling the product, then that is a great indication that you have something. You have something that you can build on, and then from there you can get yourself into renting a commercial kitchen and begin to sell to local restaurants or retail stores, or get into a larger online business potentially. But always try to do it from your home first. That way you can even take advantage of utilizing the appliances and equipment and all the things that you have at home without buying commercial equipment, because I can tell you from experience, it's very expensive when you buy commercially styled refrigerators, walk-in coolers, walk-in freezers. That begins to get a very expensive endeavor. So do those steps, follow through with just simple, small steps at first. If you don't know enough about your industry, about the food business, learn as much as you can. If you're not watching my videos and you want to watch, that's fine. If you're looking at someone else's videos about entrepreneurship, or even look at people like Bobby Flay, or looking at people who've gone up through the even Food Network, there's a lot of people who have gone through Food Network who have developed bigger and bigger careers, and they now make millions and millions of dollars a year in the food industry. So you can learn as much as you can about that. And then that way it'll make the transition into owning your own business a much firmer, much more solid ground, because you have a better understanding. Now, don't get me wrong, all of the things that you can learn and all the books you can read will not teach you the day-to-day grind of having to be an entrepreneur when you're answering phone calls, when you're ordering supplies, when you're filling orders, or if you're having to fix an order that went bad, if you know how to interact with customers, if you're on a platform following all the rules for, eBay, Etsy, and Amazon. There's a lot of rules and regulations you have to learn about selling on those platforms. So it can become a little bit of an overwhelming experience at first. But again, the more that you can read and understand or watch and learn, or even e-books or even audiobooks that you can learn about entrepreneurship, it's going to give you a better footing. So when you eventually quit your job and you step out into being a full-blown entrepreneur, you're going to feel better about it. So the one takeaway that I would recommend from this entire video would be, number one, simply don't quit your day job yet. Find out exactly what it is that you're looking to do. Find the product, find the service, whatever it may be. If it's, hey, it could potentially not even be a food-related endeavor or even a food-related business, that's fine. But try to figure it out, what is comfortable for you. What is something that you're passionate about doing? But take a step, baby steps, but always think big, but take small steps at a time. So that way you don't want to get yourself financially overwhelmed with all of the responsibilities from a financial standpoint, or you don't want to give up that full-time job if you've got bills to pay and a family to feed. Like when we did this, I was actually just having our son. I think actually we were about 2 years into it. We were about 2 years into having our bakery when my son was born. So I realized that trying to grow a business and having a brand newborn son was a bit much for us. So we actually transitioned to being online and then got into a commercial space and was able to start selling stuff online because our business expanded and it gave us the opportunity to kind of balance the two out. So for our situation, that was the best setup for us to do. And again, your situation may be completely different. You need to evaluate your situation, your daily routines and your scheduling, your work and everything else that you do now, and figure out when can I incorporate this new endeavor? When can I transition into having a business? And then work it into your schedule, because your situation is totally different than anyone else's. So I hope that helped you out. I hope that gives you a little 2 cents on getting started in trying to become an entrepreneur or own your own business. Do it in small steps, I recommend. So take care, and I'll see you guys on the next